It's almost a cliche, but most career counselors would tell you that in order to gain promotions, sometimes it's useful to expand one's outlook and go beyond your box on the agency's organization chart. That was the premise of the Broaden Your Horizons panel discussion at the recent Excellence in Government conference sponsored by GovExec magazine. Bill Eggers, a director with Deloitte and author of the book Gov 2.0, told the EIG conference about two agencies where staffers are using the new social networks to help them do their jobs.
You find at TSA right now, there's a number of officials whose job is network managers of different, essentially, industry areas, whether it's shipping and maritime network or trucking and others. And their jobs, their effectiveness is depending on their relationships with all the different private companies and all those different people within those transportation areas. And lastly, when you look at what the State Department is trying to do, they see their jobs really is all about being kind of ambassadors for this new thing. The Ambassador Bagley, who is in charge of this initiative, is at a Richard Holbrooke kind of a level there. And her job is really to figure out how to have very strong relationships with companies, foundations, and individuals, and figure out how to align their corporate social responsibility and their other initiatives with development goals.
Dr. Ron Sanders is the very well-known Chief Human Capital Officer with the intelligence community. He says he doesn't downplay the difficulty that most feds have with trying to think in terms of working with counterparts at other agencies. Sanders says there are any number of agencies within the federal government who are thinking outside the box to expand opportunities for career enhancement.
Now, that's in sharp contrast with the infrastructure that the U.S. military has built around joint assignments, with a fairly simple premise that you don't get to wear a star unless you've been jointed, unless you've walked a mile in another service's shoes. And in my view, these networks, while they may emerge more or less spontaneously out of necessity or because of the circumstances of a particular individual, and many of the case studies that Bill has cited have those roots, I think that's too iffy a proposition. You can't leave it to chance. So one of the things we've done in the intelligence community, and while we've only been at this we have been at this now going on our third year, but it takes a long time to change culture. Cultures, in this case, with the 16 agencies we have to deal with. In my view, unless you institutionalize this premise, it's simply not going to work. What is the premise? What Bill has described, what we've tried to do, what you've lived, is literally building networks of collaboration and influence to get things done. When you have to exercise influence across agency lines where you don't enjoy chain of command authority over the person you're trying to lead, that's where these networks really come into play.
An example of what Dr. Sanders was describing is Army Brigadier General Reuben Jones, who now heads up the Family and Morale Command at the U.S. Army. He says that fine-tuning one's networking skills, both inside and outside the traditional circles that define any federal worker's job, is nothing short of essential.
One of the things that I encourage all of my officers to do is to seek, and civilians, is to seek opportunities for growth outside of the Department of the Army. Because what I find is that I get a better person on the way back. And if in turn I also get someone from another service or another department, I find that my programs aren't as bad as I thought they were. Some of them aren't as good as I thought they were. So you get that instant feedback, and I experience it every day. But when you peel back to the, let me just hit the social media part of this. One of the things as I launch out into this new position, I'm learning terms like tweeting, being on the blogs, because I have to connect now with every family. Those who support families. And what a great opportunity for me to be able to do that. And now that the department has opened up access to go to some of those sites, we think it's just going to be a tremendous opportunity to connect with families and those who support families.
Sherry Allen, an enterprise architecture manager with the Department of Homeland Security, says seeing beyond her immediate job has paid off in her career.
The more I understand the variety of functions like procurement, human resources, when I'm doing my day-to-day activities, I understand what I need to put in a statement of work and what happens when it goes to the black hole of procurement. I understand because I've processed those actions, I've negotiated contracts, so that gives me a better lens or perspective to work with in terms of dealing with planning projects and lead time.
That's Sherry Allen with the Department of Homeland Security at the Reagan Center in downtown D.C. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.